Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Alexander, Large Sterling. I think Bill will be joining us momentarily, Dr. Bill. I'll start out with some of the news today. Very good, interesting situation has developed. Vladimir Putin has decided that because of the agreement with Iran, that he is now free to deliver the S-300 air defense network that the Iranians paid for back in 2007 and the Russians put on hold. The actual missile system that they're getting is the very latest S-300, which is almost an S-400. This system is so good, it could make standard attacks by the United States and Israel and Iran nearly impossible. The S-300, the advanced S-300 system, and certainly the S-400 system are the best air defense systems on Earth. They're very tough, very expensive, and this kind of changes the dynamics in the Middle East. Of course, Netanyahu has been complaining extensively about this. Netanyahu never met a war he didn't like, particularly if it's the Americans that are dying and paying for it. And of course, a lot of Netanyahu's, a lot of the senior retired Mossad officials and others in the Israeli government are extremely concerned about the direction that Netanyahu is taking Israel. Let's go on to some other stories now. There's a really good article in Veterans Today that I recommend everyone read. Monsters Among Us, Evil with a Nice Face, Part 3 updated is now out. That's on veteranstoday.com. I'm going to read just a couple sentences from this story. It's time, quote, it's time for all Americans to become informed of the soulless monsters of the Rothschild Khazarian mafia that walk among us. It is time to stop them cold in their anti-human satanic agenda for America and the world. Those who become their cutouts and own assets are individuals who tend to be sociopathic too, are known to be weak and easily respond to the seven sins. Because those who control the, and they use the term KM, meaning Khazarian Mafia, cutouts and assets, desire to rise to the top in the mafia-controlled system of access that controls the highest echelons of the U.S. government. They typically were quite easily conned by the desirable outward appearance of these criminally insane mafia beasts. Are the draw of their money, status, and power. These soulless, sociopathic Khazarian mafia chieftains and kingpins, who are best described as monsters, cannot maintain power without the complete abject secrecy of their incredibly evil, inhuman acts against nature and mankind, or without their massive private fiat counterfeiting machine disguised as a bank. It's easy to buy off every politician in any country you want if you are a legal counterfeiter. And that's what essentially these people are and have been for well over 200 years. They're also behind most of the wars in the last 200 years. Every deficit, dollar, pound, euro, etc., that is spent by Western governments basically comes through their controlled system of central banks. In the United States is the Federal Reserve System, which is privately owned by them. And when we want to borrow another $1 trillion, we just tell the Federal Reserve System, oh, we'd like another $1 trillion, please. And they do a bookkeeping entry and create the $1 trillion out of thin air, loan it to us, the taxpayer suckers, loan it to the federal government. And we have to pay them the principal plus compound interest back. That eventually gets you to the point where we're at today, where virtually all the money from the individual income taxes go to pay off the debt. The rest of the government money helps to pay our ongoing expenditures of the federal government. Of course, naturally, we always have a massive deficit. In my lifetime, the few times that we haven't been at war, they come up with something like the war on poverty, the war on drugs, etc., which, of course, naturally makes poverty and war much worse. This is part of the scam. Unfortunately, we're now at the point where their deliberate efforts to gut the United States and much of the Western world are well in an advanced state. We now have an excuse me. It depends on which figure you want to use. Somewhere between 92-93 million. Americans and 105 million Americans of working age are without any jobs at all. And to that, of course, you have to add, excuse me, tens of millions of others who have jobs, but they're at Wally World or Mickey D's or someplace where they're making minimum wage or just above minimum wage, which is not survivable for anybody with a family or you know, whatever. We've shipped 57,000 large manufacturing plants in the last decade overseas, and the corporations that shipped them overseas were given tax credits for doing that. That's shooting your foot off and giving yourself a tax credit for doing it. We now are in a situation where most of our young people graduating from college are looking at an extraordinarily desperate situation where they're, unless they're among the very lucky ones where they can get out and get a really decent job, they're going to be working at the shopping mall or in some management position that exploits the heck out of them, has them work 60 or 70, 80 hours a week, and the wages are pretty low. That's common, and it's you have the largest percentage of people in their throughout their 20s and even young 30s that are still living at home with mommy and daddy because they don't have any money. They can't afford to pay $500 to $1,000 to $1,500 for an apartment a month. Keep a car going, keep insurance, et cetera, et cetera. The money's not there. Why? Well, the jobs aren't there. It's not that there aren't some jobs available. It's just that jobs don't pay enough for you to hardly go into work, certainly if you have to have a car to get there. Now, we are the greatest. America has the greatest built-in riches of any country on earth, from our agricultural land, our high technology, our European, Eurocentric workforce. We've led the world, certainly since the Second World War. But unfortunately, the British Empire was set up by the Rothschild-headed global banking cartel as their enforcement arm to allow them to expand around the world to rape all the small countries that they could using the Royal Navy and the British Army. And eventually, of course, they collapsed, and the United States took over after the Second World War. We're going to be back in a few minutes.
If you're going to take just one natural supplement, why not 7-in-1? That's Cardovite, a 7-in-1 tonic for life from NutraMedical.com. Cardovite contains 7 synergistic herbs to promote maximum wellness for your heart and whole body. Take Cardovite to detoxify, rejuvenate, and stimulate tissue regeneration of all your cells and organs. Cardovite from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutraMedical.com contains 7 super herbs: cayenne, garlic, hawthorn, valerian, milk thistle, ginkgo biloba, and bilberry. The 7 herbs in Cardovite act in such a way that each herb is enhanced in the presence of the others. For hypertension, heart attack, stroke prevention, sexual function, brain circulation, lowering cholesterol, and improving circulation, take Cardovite, the tonic for life. Order online at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutraMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This is the NutraMedical Report with Tim Alexander, hosting for Dr. Bill this hour. I've got some economic news. This comes from Michael Snyder over at the economiccollapse.blog, or .com, I'm sorry. There are 19 signs that American families are being economically destroyed. And I'd like to go through these because it kind of hits the mark. I mean, the monsters at the top of our economic and political system have decided for a variety of essentially demonic reasons to gut the United States, to destroy us. And they're well along in that process. A lot of people who grew up in the 50s or 60s, 70s, and 80s, they think things are going to come back. They're only going to come back if the American public forces the issue. We have some of the worst horrors on earth that are serving us, our congressmen, our senators, on the Supreme and various federal appellate courts, and are in the administration and in the past several administrations. They don't represent the American people. They don't care about the country. They care about themselves and the people that are bribing them and blackmailing them to get what they want. But let's go through this list. Number one, the poorest 40% of Americans now spend over 50% of their incomes just on food and housing. So, you know, there's not much left over. That's just food and housing. That's not insurance. That's not clothes. That's not, you know, your water bill, the sewer bill, the trash hauling bill, et cetera, et cetera. Number two, for those Americans that don't own a home, 50% of them spend more than a third of their incomes just on rent. When I look at the rent that people pay on a relatively small and not very impressive apartment, here in the American Midwest, it's often $700, $800, $900 a month. And that's an enormous amount of money to be paying. And at the end of the month, you have a canceled check. You have no ownership. It's money down the tubes. And that's a big struggle, considering the level of wages that your people are getting right now. And Obamacare, one of the great benefits, benefits with parentheses around it, is that many people that were working 40 hours a week are now below 30 hours a week so that they don't, the companies don't have to pay for their health care. So that meant that many, many millions of people who were not working that great a job, but at least they had some health insurance, no longer have the health insurance and have had their hours cut back. Let's go to number three. The price of school lunches has risen to the $3 mark at many public schools across the country. Heck, I remember when it was a quarter or less. And I grew up in the American Midwest. I went to Catholic schools. We had some good old German-American farm gals that were our cooks. And I want to tell you, we had a very nutritious, very well cooked, tasty food. And now with Michelle Obama's involvement, many of the kids are complaining that they're really not even getting much. But $3 a day doesn't sound like much. But if you have three or four kids, $3 a day adds up. And if you're literally struggling every day, every week to keep your nose above water, it adds up. Number four, McDonald's dollar menu and more now includes items that cost as much as $5. I don't know about all my listeners, but I want to tell you, I try very hard to avoid places like McDonald's. Many fast food restaurants, the amount of muscle meat tissue in their hamburgers is 5% or less. You don't really want to know the details about what the rest is. There's an old saying, politics and sausage making are two things you really don't want to know much about the details. It'll sicken you. Number five, the price of ground beef has doubled since 2009. Yeah, I think any of us that have been in the grocery stores lately can testify to that. Of course, the government tells us that we have no inflation, just as the government tells us that our unemployment rate is 5-point-something percent with 100 million more or less out of work. the government lies. And it pretty much anymore consistently is always lying. It's rare. It's a rare day when you find something from the federal government that happens to be the truth. They screwed up in reverse and actually told you the truth for once. And that's a change. We've always had crooks, but this is a terminal illness now. And there is a very strong spiritual element to it. Number six, in 1996, child care expenses for families with employed mothers used up 6.3% of all income. Today, that figure is up to 7.2%. That's child care. When I was growing up, mom was always at home, had a grandmother at home. That tended to be the norm. Of course, I'm 64. I'm older than, you know, a lot of people. But today and today's economy, most husbands and wives both have to work to try to keep food on the table. There's not an option for the mother to stay home and raise the kids. But the cost of the daycare gets to be quite high. Number seven, incomes fell for the bottom 80% of all income earners in the United States during the 12 months leading up to June 2014. That evidently was when they did a measurement. So incomes for the bottom 80%, you know, not the top 20%, but the bottom 80% of all of us earning an income in the United States fell for 12 months leading up to the last time it was measured. That's lousy. That's not trickle down. Well, it's trickle down, but it's not trickle down anything good. Number eight. At this point, more than 50% of all American workers bring home less than $30,000 a year in wages. $30,000 used to be a pretty darn good wage, to say the least. Not anymore. Everything costs. If you don't believe that, just go to the hospital and check in for 2 or 3 hours and see how many thousands and tens of thousands for those 2 or 3 hours, much less, and God help you if you have to go to the hospital for a week or two or three, or if you have to put a parent in a nursing home. Number nine, after adjusting for inflation, median household income has fallen by nearly $5,000 since 2007. That's after adjusting for inflation, the median household income has fallen by nearly $5,000 since 2007. That's a lot of money for people that most of us really just don't have that much to throw around. We're going to be back in just a few minutes. This is Tim Alexander, Large Sterling.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Appeal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariluHealth.com or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
What a beautiful world this will be. What a glorious time to be free. What a beautiful world.
That's the Dramatic Report with Tim Alexander, Earl Sterling, in for Dr. Bill Deagle. I want to finish up on this list of signs that American families are being economically destroyed. And we have a lot of listeners in Canada, in Europe, Australia, New Zealand, and elsewhere. But in many cases, something very similar is happening there. This is because those at the very apex of power are determined to steal everything from everybody that they possibly can. And at the same time, they jump us all into the Third World War to get most of us killed, to reorganize society so that they can have a total slave state with them at the apex. That's a demonic nightmare, a demonic dream. And we know from the Bible what's going to happen. It's right in the book of Revelation. Anyway, number 10. According to the New York Times, the typical American household is now worth 36% less than it was a decade ago. That means your total net worth, your house, cars, your furniture, your clothes, any stocks you may have. So that's over a third less than what it was worth a decade ago. They're stealing from us, big time, folks. Number 11, 47% of all Americans do not put a single penny out of their paychecks into savings. There's an old saying, and I'll clean it up a bit. It's hard to drain the swamp when you're up to your butt in alligators. If you're struggling and every penny matters, you're not going to put even $5 or $10 in the bank because you need that $5 or $10 to feed your kids, to feed yourself, what other, to pay the electric bill, to pay this bill, that bill. Number 12, one survey found that 62% of all Americans are currently living paycheck to paycheck. Most of us, the days of wine and roses, the days of good living for Americans and for many Europeans and Australians, it's over, folks, because the people at the top are stealing from us. They bought off our politicians. And, you know, there are many of us and very few of them. And unless we get, grow the courage, to stand up and fight, they're going to take everything we've got, including, in many cases, our very lives. Number 13, according to the U.S. Department of Education, 33% of all Americans with student loans are currently behind on their student loan debt repayments. You know, I teach at a state community college, and I have to tell you, our attendance is now falling because people are getting wise to the fact, they're going to get a degree, but that degree won't really help them much. Now, in some cases, yes, it will help them quite a bit, but in other cases, no. And they have to pay back these student loans, and the banksters arranged for Congress to pass a bill excluding student debt loans from bankruptcy proceedings. So you may have a $50,000 student loan for your PhD or your master's or whatever, and you're working at Sears at the local mall, making about $750 an hour, and you can't afford really to live, much less to make loan repayments. And you can't get out of it by bankruptcy. They call, harass you, they garnish you your wages and everything they can. And it becomes a nightmare for many, many millions of people. Yet we can go spend trillions of dollars fighting unnecessary wars for the Israelis and the globalists. And you know, people need to wake up. This is hurting all of us daily in our pocketbooks, rather dramatically. Number 14, according to one typical report, 43 million Americans currently have unpaid medical debt on their credit reports. You know, the average price of a Tylenol administered in a hospital, I'm not talking about Tylenol codeine or anything special, just an oral Tylenol, $49. It costs less than a penny, by the way, to make that bill, but you know, it gets marked up. But the hospitals charge $49. And Dr. Bell and I have talked about this many times. I have quite a number of friends who are physicians. And, you know, many of the physicians complain they haven't had a raise in several years, although I don't see any of them starving. But I have to tell you, the real bucks are going to Big Pharma and to the hospitals and the medical equipment manufacturers. It's absolutely obscene. And if you go to a hospital today, it's an extortion racket. Any sane society would be arresting the administrators of hospitals right and left. When you charge someone $49, and that's an average price, some places it's quite a bit more, but $49 for a lousy Tylenol, give me a break. There's no rhyme or reason to that. It's just plain theft. And they've got you there, you're sick, and they're extorting it from you. And they use the legal profession to sue you, to garnish your wages, to take anything they can to rape you for these outrageous bills. There's no excuse for that. But the pharmaceutical companies find that for every $1 million that they pay congressmen with, it's worth several billion in extra income nationwide to them. So, you know, we have a Congress that are just horrific monsters. They care not anything about the country or the American people. And that's something we're going to have to change. And you can't do it by normal elections because they use computers to cook the books. And, you know, look at who you got a choice probably next year between a Bush and a Clinton and what two big bunch of crooks those characters are. Anyway, let's go back to number 15. The rate of homeownership in the U.S. has been declining for 7 years in a row. It's now the lowest it's been in the last 20 years. Number 16, for each of the last 6 years, more businesses have closed in the United States than have opened. That's interesting. Prior to 2008, this has never happened before in all of American history. America was a place you came to. Rich people didn't come here. Poor people did, but poor people willing and determined to work and to make a better life for themselves and their children and their grandchildren. And we're now losing that. We have all these big box stores that the only person making a livable wage is the store manager or director. And most people working in the Walmarts and so forth, they qualify for food stamps because they don't pay them enough money to live on. Number 17, according to the Census Bureau, 65% of all children in the United States are living in a home that receives some form of aid from the federal government. 65%? This is the richest country on earth. This is crap. You know, we need to put people to work. These 100 million people that are out of work, put them to work, for God's sakes. Create jobs for people. This giving them food stamps and stuff so they can live one step above destitution is ridiculous. Number 18, if you have no debt at all and you also have $10 in your wallet, then you're wealthier than 25% of all Americans. What? You reread that. If you have no debt at all and you also have $10 in your wallet, then you are wealthier than 25% of all Americans. Damn. Pardon the language, but whoa. Number 19, last one here, folks. On top of everything else, the average American must work from January 1st to April 21st just to pay all federal, state, and local taxes. By the way, the income tax was never ratified by sufficient numbers of states. It's not part of the Constitution, and therefore it's illegal. Little minor detail that they forgot about. I'd like to move on now, if I can, right before the commercial, to some of the other things that are happening. Why don't I wait till we come back? We'll be back in a very short period of time. Stay tuned, folks.
Up until now, we have been losing the war. The war on multi-drug-resistant superbugs that have emerged due to the overuse of traditional antibiotics. It's time to start winning with Alimax from NutraMedical.com. Alimax kills all disease-causing bacteria, viruses, parasites, and pathogens. It prevents illness and reverses disease, saving limbs and lives. Alimax, AliUltra, and AliMed capsules and liquid, and Alimax cream all contain stabilized allicin, never before available. Allicin is the most powerful, plant-derived universal killer of all pathogens with no drug resistance and totally safe for both topical and oral application. AliMed is made with the world's only stabilized allicin extract. Read more and order AliMax from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutraMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
For Dr. Bell Deagle today, this hour. I want to kind of finish up on some of the economic trends. There's an interesting article, Stockman's Corner. It's David Stockman's Contra Corner site. And it's titled, Hillary Clinton, Class President of a Failed Generation. And, of course, that's the generation I'm in. I'm going to read from excerpts of the first three paragraphs here. Hillary Clinton has always been at the head of her class. That includes being among the leading edge of the 80 million strong baby boom generation that first started arriving in 46, 47. She did everything that they did. Got out for Barry Goldwater in high school. I didn't do that, by the way. Got up early, mobile to Wesleyan social liberation during college. Got clean for Gene. That's Gene McCarthy. Yep, I did that. And manned the anti-war barricades in the late 60s. Did that, been there. Got to Washington to uplift the world in the 70s. Got down to the pursuit of power and position in the 80s. Joined the ruling class in the 90s. And it's helped make a horrific mess of things ever since. The baby boom generation was started with so much promise when it came of age in the 60s has ended up a colossal failure. It has turned America into a bloody imperial mess abroad and a bankrupt spy state at home where financialization and the 1% thrive. Half the population lives off the state and the real Main Street prosperity has virtually disappeared from the land. I have to say, I think that's all quite true. I don't just blame my generation. I blame all of us. As someone said to me recently, fluoridation of the water is working. It does tend to promote lower IQs and so forth. But the media is so controlled. We don't really have a mainstream news media anymore in this country. Years ago, about 17 years ago, I was going to start the fourth national evening television newscast. My wife got sick, and I walked away from it. But at that time, there were a lot of players in the national news media. Today, there are six corporations, all controlled by global, directly and indirectly by the global banksters, all have run by vehement Zionists, and they control 96 or more percent of the American mainstream news media. So whether it's CNN, MSNBC, Fox, ABC, CBS, et cetera, you're going to get a variation of the same line. Oh, one will give you a more liberal spin, one will give you a more conservative spin, but you're going to, you know, you're great choice between Hillary and Bush or some other turd that acts like he's our friend and in reality is lower than whale droppings. We need to take this country back from these people. And if we don't, they're going to get us into the Third World War soon, and most of us are going to die. And it's really that simple. It's gone down that road so far. And these are demonic monsters. And if you open your eyes, you don't have to take my word for it. You can see it's there. I want to move on to what's happening in Ukraine. Just in the last 24 hours, there have been over 60 significant violations of the ceasefire in the eastern Ukraine. The president of France and the chancellor of Germany have been pushing very hard to get the ceasefire back on track. Of course, from the United States and Britain and Canada, you're getting a pushing in the exact opposite direction. Canada's going to send about 300 troops in for, quote, advisors and trainers, end quote. The Brits are selling all kind of equipment. We're sending all kind of equipment and people in. The drumbeat for war is being pounded very hard. In the case of Germany and France, the president of France is Jewish, as was his predecessor. He is a generally considered a Rothschild puppet. But and generally speaking, the Chancellor of Germany is considered a Rothschild puppet. But there are a lot of forces in these countries that are putting pressure on their senior level politicians, and they're saying, they're saying, look, our countries were destroyed twice in less than 100 years in world wars. It's not only criminally insane, it's virtually demonic. It's beyond human comprehension that you would want to lead us into the Third World War. And that's where this nonsense is going. So you do have, people can affect things, but they have to be willing to get off their butts. One of the things I recommend is turn television off. In fact, I have two TVs in my house. I don't have cable service anymore. I can't even pick them up. They're old televisions, digital. And I don't need to watch it because the news is pure propaganda. Most of the stuff that you watch on television is trash. And I have better things to do with my life than sit there and be programmed by the idiot box. And if more people would take that attitude, that would be a major step. But we have to be proactive with this. When your senator or congressman or member of parliament, whatever, comes and starts shoveling the usual BS at you, or someone from one of the major parties, he's going to change things. Yeah, we're going to get it. We're going to change things. Not. Then you need to challenge them. You need to tell them that they're a traitor to their country, to the people, to the nation. They're nothing but a damn weasel and a snake, and they ought to be hanging from a rope instead of running for re-election or for election to a high office. And if more people, if every time these characters went out in the public and were met by vehement opposition from the people, things would begin to change because fear would be upon the land of the oligarchs and their puppets. And, you know, these characters in Washington are sitting back, raking the bucks in, living high on the hog, same is true in Ottawa, same is true in London, and so forth. And it's time that people begin to take back their country. and defend your very family, because if we go into the Third World War, which clearly this world is headed towards, most of us are going to die. And that means your children, it means your relatives, your friends, your neighbors, your pets, the life that you have. If you think things are bad now, God help us, because 21st century warfare is really not survivable without the return of Christ. And if we get into Armageddon, as the Bible says, two-thirds will die. And we don't need to go there. There's absolutely no reason for it. There's absolutely no reason for us to be in an economic depression. There's no reason. It's just these clowns want it all. And we need to end it. We need to end their control over our money supply. We need to break up the too big to fail banks. We need to break up the mainstream news media. We need to end this nonsense of AIPAC and other Israeli groups coming in demanding that we spend billions and trillions of dollars in direct support of Israel and in wars that cost trillions of dollars, shedding our blood so they can lord it over the Middle East. That's ridiculous. Why should Israel be allowed to have maybe 600 to 1,000 nuclear warheads? They've never signed any kind of treaty. Why shouldn't we put an embargo on them? Why should they be allowed to treat the Palestinian people as subhumans? When the Germans mistreated the Jewish people, that was wrong. So why can the Israeli people treat the Palestinians like subhumans? Wrong is wrong. It's wrong on its very face. We have to be proactive. We have to speak out. And it partly is just a matter of talking to other people. And we're about out of time. Maybe the most important thing we need to do is to get right with God. Put God in our hearts. He's the center of everything. God wants His children to be at peace and to have prosperity and to have decent morals. And if we follow God, that's the future that we'll have. If we continue to get away from God, we're in a whole bad place, a world of hurt. Thank you very much, Dr. Bill. I believe we'll be back tomorrow. God bless.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Our attorneys at the Legal Center for Debt Resolution will find the absolute best debt reduction solution for you, or you pay nothing. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. That's right. No upfront fee, no monthly fees. Nada. You pay nothing until after your account is settled. If you owe $10,000, $30,000, or even $50,000 in credit card debt, call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution at 800-449-4269. 800-449-4269.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.